It's Wednesday, February 7th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. After a 6.4 magnitude earthquake rocked Taiwan at 11:50 p.m. yesterday, a hotel collapsed on the east side of the island, with two hotel staff reported dead, 180 injured, and 30 people trapped inside, reports the Daily Mail. A Christian woman named Samaha Awad, who was left disfigured by a large bombing at St. Peter's Church in Cairo, Egypt in December 2016, has said that Jesus miraculously kept her alive, reports Open Doors USA. Her husband, Kalini, rushed his wife to the hospital, though she was hardly recognizable after the attack, having lost half her face. After multiple surgeries, Awad said that she does not have anger for the attackers, saying, quote, "If I would meet the family of the attacker, the only thing I would ask them is, do you know Jesus? I pray they will find the right way," end quote. Awad has taken Matthew 5:44 to heart. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. The Dow surged 500 points yesterday, hitting a new high of the day after crazy swings, reports CNBC. Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, appeared on the Billy Halliwell podcast to provide context for controversial remarks he made in an interview with Politico.com. After clarifying that he agreed to support Donald Trump when it came down to a choice between him and Hillary Clinton, Perkins laid out what it would take for evangelicals to coalesce behind candidate Trump.
One was that he would commit to pro-life judges, and he became the first Republican nominee to actually put out a list of what he called pro-life judges. We said that he would have to pick a solid running mate that was a conservative, that had a record. He picked Mike Pence. And then third, as one who helped write the party platform, we said he couldn't mess with the platform, trying to water it down. And what he actually did is he wrapped himself in the most conservative party platform ever. And so in describing that, I said, you know, evangelicals kind of gave him a mulligan. They said, look, we know your past. We don't agree with it. We don't like it. It's reprehensible to us. But we're going to start fresh and work forward. So nothing has changed since the president took office. In fact, what he has done, he's kept his promises. He's not been engaging in what, you know, is alleged to have happened in the past. So new allegations are not going to change how evangelicals view the president, unless we're talking about behavior that's happening right now. That was the context of that comment.
Despite all of this, Perkins said that evangelical leaders' support for Trump is not unconditional, and that it really hinges on him keeping his promises and not falling into bad patterns of past behavior. An Oregon euthanasia bill that failed to pass last year is being reintroduced as House Bill 4135, that would allow the caretakers of patients with mental illnesses to choose to starve them to death. Right now, thankfully, these patients are still protected under the law, except in limited situations. The World View spoke to David Collada of Oregon Right to Life about why they were able to defeat similar legislation last year and why it might be harder this year.
We were able to stop it. A huge part of that was the thousands of calls and emails from pro-life people around the country asking legislators to oppose it. But this session, it's moving forward, and it could move really quickly. The best thing in our advantage is the session only lasts 35 days this year. So if they run out of time before they pass it, it won't go anywhere.
Collada emphasized that legislators really do listen to the voices of those who will take the time to call or email and speak out for the lives of these people who are in danger. To contact Oregon legislators to object to the euthanasia bill, go to the link in our transcript at theworldview.com. And finally, Esmond Alcock of Saskatchewan, Canada, celebrated his 108th birthday on January 26th. When Esmond was asked how he managed to live a long and happy life, he replied, quote, "I didn't behave myself for a few years there, but then I got a really good wife," end quote, reports sunnyskies.com. Esmond and his wife Helen, who died 7 years ago, were married for 72 years. Proverbs 18:22 echoes his counsel. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, February 7th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. www.jesusfortoday.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.